News of the U.S. Central Bank's rate cut was the top story in financial markets around the world. In Mumbai, Indian shares rebounded from a two-day slide as the country's benchmark index rose more than 7%. By midday, Japan's Nikkei index had gained more than 400 points, ending the trading day up more than 2%. Matsuhige Ono is Japan's Deputy Chief Cabinet Secretary.
We have hopes that the decision, the interest rate cut by the U.S. Federal Reserve, will help sustain America's economic growth and global financial stability. We hope the impact is favorable to both the global and Japanese economy.
Share prices soared nearly 11% in Hong Kong, while indexes in Manila and Sydney gained about 2%. But the market showed more volatility in China. Despite closing 3% higher, a 0.5% drop in the Shanghai Composite Index during midday trading prompted some analysts to look for additional cuts to the U.S. rate. Anthony Espina is Managing Director at Goldride Securities in Hong Kong.
And therefore, we expect the Federal Reserve to continue to cut interest rates very aggressively. We're looking for at least 0.25% cut next week, and maybe even 0.5%.
In Europe, the 0.75% drop in the U.S. rate failed to produce the desired effect. Major stock indexes in Paris and Frankfurt declined sharply on fears that a slowing U.S. economy would cause world stock prices to fall. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice addressed those concerns at a gathering of the world's top political and business leaders in Davos, Switzerland.
The U.S. economy is resilient, its structure is sound, and its long-term economic fundamentals are healthy. The United States continues to welcome foreign investment and free trade. And the economy, our economy, will remain a leading engine of global economic growth.
Global markets are still awaiting the details of a $145 billion U.S. economic stimulus plan that's expected to be unveiled in about 3 weeks. Millar Sega, VOA News.